Sure. My name is Jessica Huber, and I am a professor of speech, language, and hearing sciences at Purdue University. And I also serve as the associate dean for research in the College of Health and Human Sciences.
And what I kind of wanted to talk about today is you actually helped invent this device that helps people with Parkinson's disease. So for those who may not know what Parkinson's is, can you just kind of briefly explain it for us?
Sure. Parkinson's disease is a progressive neurologic disease where people have increasing difficulty with movement and sometimes with cognition and other bodily functions as a result of a protein aggregation in cells in the brain. So certain neurons and brain cells are dying in Parkinson's disease, and this leads to a variety of symptoms. And where I really specialize in the impact of Parkinson's disease on speech production. So for in that area, what we generally see is that people with Parkinson's disease have a kind of a weak, quiet voice, a little bit of a breathy or whispery sounding voice. They tend to talk rather quickly and often have some slurred articulation, and this makes it really difficult to understand what they're trying to communicate. And a lot of them get really frustrated and often withdraw socially from their friends and family because they feel like they just can't get their message across.
And how the device you invented, and correct me if I'm wrong, if I'm saying this wrong, Speech5?
You got it. You know, so many people get it wrong the first time. Great job.
So you invented this device called Speech5, and it's supposed to kind of help them communicate. Can you kind of take me to that moment where the idea for this like was born, kind of like that aha moment where it all kind of came into place?
Sure. So, you know, one of the first funded studies from the National Institutes of Health that we did in my laboratory was looking at how we actually kind of get at this problem of getting patients with Parkinson's disease to talk louder and slower and more clearly. And I was looking at a variety of different cueing methods, different ways to help them think about this task and implement it in their everyday life. And one of the cues I investigated was kind of noise in the environment. And we know that noise elicits something called the Lombard effect, which is basically a reflex we all have when we're in a noisy environment. We talk louder, slower, and more clearly. And these are the three major areas that we see people with Parkinson's disease struggling with and feeling frustrated with. And we collected some data and using that cue, and the people with Parkinson's disease looked much more like our age and sex matched control participants without Parkinson's disease. And it really just struck me as a great cue. And I was thinking about how do you use this cue in therapy? And it occurred to me that what I really didn't need was a cue for therapy. What I needed was a cue for life. And I was thinking, like, if they could walk around with this kind of in a bubble of noise that only they heard when they were talking, it would help them communicate better. And that was like kind of the early germination idea for the device. So the device basically is playing some noise in their ear only when they're talking. It turns off when they stop talking, and it automatically causes them to talk louder. And then over time, we see them talking slower and more clearly. And often they report less effort in communicating over time as they wear the device.
And in the press release I saw, you talked about a man who has Parkinson's and he's just hilarious, and this device kind of helps him. Can you tell me more about how this device is just helping people? Any stories you may have or the difference you've seen just from this tiny device?
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of stories of I guess my favorite part, I mean, he's so funny and sweet, and I could tell he was funny before he had the device on, but as he used the device, his personality just shone out. I see this over and over. What I love to do, and I tell people when the first time they see us fit someone with a device, I say, don't look at the patient, look at their spouse. Because watching the spouse eyes light up when they hear the person's voice on the device to hear what they used to sound like is really rewarding. Spouses have told me, you know, they've thanked us for bringing their husband or their wife back to them. They've said how wonderful it is to hear their voice again. I've had patients where one of them, a patient with Parkinson's disease is married to someone who has some age-related hearing loss. And, you know, after 40 years of marriage, they can't talk to each other. And to me, that is heartbreaking. And that's where the device really steps in, because they're using this as they're communicating with everyone around them. Patients have told me that their kids think they sound great, that they can read to their grandkids now. So there's a lot of those kinds of stories, and it's just every single time it is just as rewarding.
So to me, it kind of sounds like not only is this device helping them like physically, like they're physically able to talk louder, communicate better, but also kind of mentally, because as you mentioned in the beginning, a lot of people with this disease seem to isolate themselves and have depression. So it's kind of like, in a way, it sounds like this device is giving them a little bit of them back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we're actually, it's funny that you said that, because you got to that so much quicker than I did. It took me a lot of years to figure out I really needed to study that. And we finished up a study that actually looked at those questions, and the data is still blinded for me, but we'll be getting that out next year. So I agree. That's what we're expecting for sure.
And with this device, what's the next step? What do you hope comes out of it? What's your guys' next move with this device?
So right now, we recently received a Medicare, a code to bill Medicare for the device. And that was quite a exciting time for the company. And we're working through all the administrative parts of having Medicare cover the device, you know, the payment schedules and those things. And we're actually have signed, have a large distributed durable medical equipment group that we're working with who can help supply these to patients. I think the next step is really making the device smarter, more connected, making it a device that not only makes the patient better communicator and provides them with a better connection to those around them, but to also provide them some metrics on how they're doing, how much they're talking, how well they're talking, to help really motivate them to keep using the device. Often people with Parkinson's disease don't know the extent. They don't realize the extent of their speech issues. They get frustrated, but sometimes they think, you know, I'm doing everything like I used to, but I'm not getting the same results. And so feedback would help them see kind of how they're growing back to where they used to be.
And I kind of saw the photo in the press release of this device. So is it kind of similar to how it fits like with a hearing aid in your ear?
Yeah, it's kind of over the ear. And eventually, you know, we've talked about making it smaller, but you have to balance some issues with motor control that happened with Parkinson's disease with the size of the device. But yeah, it basically hangs over your ear with a piece that sets kind of inside, not in the ear canal, but just outside the ear canal. So kind of the part of your ear you can put your finger in. It sets there and the speaker is there, and that's where it picks up the person's voice to tell if they're talking or not. It doesn't record the voice. It's just picking up the vibrations of the voice.
And before I let you go, I just want to end kind of on like a happy note. Can you just tell me either like your favorite moment from this journey or any of your favorite memories, just anything like that?
Wow, there are so, so many of my favorite moments. That is a really hard question. I guess my favorite moment, I'm a speech language pathologist by training. Before I got my PhD, I had my clinical degree. And for me, my favorite moments are always the time I spend with the patients, hearing how the device works for them, the positives, the negatives, what they like, what they wish was different, and seeing the impact on their lives. Everyone is really special, and I love hearing how the device is working for them. That's definitely the highlights for me. But I also, I think another highlight is the people I've had the opportunity to get to know and work with at the company. They're really dedicated professionals, fully invested in making lives better for people with Parkinson's disease. And I love working with them. And it's great when you meet a group that you really gel with. All of you have the same goals and mission, and you're all working really hard to get to that. And I think that's also a really big highlight for me.